My father and mother came to Stuart to work in 1930, and I was born here at Stuart in 1934. The original employees' cottages were wooden that lined this street and included the rock fillings west of where you stand. The wooden structures have since been torn down. Our home was originally a chicken coop converted into a home. I'm a twin. My sister and I were born at home here in Stuart. My mother teases that we were born in a chicken coop. My two younger brothers were born at the sanatorium on the campus. The cottages were for employees of Stuart. If you didn't work here, you couldn't live here. And if you were Indian and you worked here, your kids couldn't go to school here. Employees with families got homes, and there were bachelor and matron's quarters for single men and women. There were also homes for employees that were married but had no children. The students were not allowed over in the employees' cottages unless they were working there or if they had permission from the residents. If orphan children came to Stuart and were too young to go to school, younger than five, some of the staff would take them in. I remember the first one my parents took in, Clarence, a boy that was nicknamed Kiesner. He came to us, an orphan, from California. He was very close to my mother. She loved him. But when he was five, he had to move into the small boys' dorm. It was heartbreaking for my mother and for Kiesner. He would always sneak out of the dorm to our house just to get hugs from my mother. They would hug and cry. She would miss him, but she would have to take him back to the dorm. Stuart was the greatest place in the world to be raised. We had it really good by living here as employees' kids.